Nails.
Lightly toenails. By diabetic friendly, money back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Noon. We'll tell you why coming up. You're listening to News.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
4 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Georgian troops are pulling out of the breakaway province of South Ossetia. Its forces overwhelmed by Russian firepower. Georgia's government is pressing for a truce. James Shear is a Russia analyst.
Russia is now particularly determined to demonstrate what it has always stated, that Russia and Russia alone is the guarantor of stability and security in the region.
And President Bush is appealing to Russia to halt its attacks on Georgia. White House Press Secretary Dana Perino says Bush has spoken with Russia's Vladimir Putin twice, but would not comment on reports of a testy exchange between the men.
President Bush has worked hard to establish with leaders from Russia or from China and other places where we have complex relationships, a relationship based on trust. And because of that, they are able to speak very candidly with one another and very honestly.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
You can make extra money working from home with the three-step plan home business system.
Hi, my name is Patty Messer, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for the last 3 years.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby. The three-step plan was designed to help you add to your income, but still have time for your family.
I was a retired teacher, and this was a wonderful way to stay home, be with my family, and still build that residual income each month.
Most of our people work in their spare time. Many have built their businesses to a full-time income and are able to make more money than they could earn at a regular job.
I don't have to leave my house. I don't have to pay $3.99 to $4.50 for a gallon of gas. I have a special needs child, and if I need to drop everything and go take care of her, I have that luxury.
After 5 years, the three-step plan is a proven success story. If you're tired of worrying about money all the time, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
President Bush is pressing his Olympic hosts to permit a greater political and religious freedom. Bush worshipped at a Beijing church today and declared China has nothing to fear from expressions of faith. Later, he met with Chinese leaders and again voiced his concerns. He also passed on enjoyment of the opening ceremonies.
I congratulate you on the opening ceremony. I'm not sure what it looked like on TV, but I can tell you what it looked like in person. It was spectacular.
And Iraq's foreign minister says negotiations are on the brink of reaching a long-term security pact with the U.S. Here's Robert Reed.
The Iraqis are insisting on inclusion of a clear timeline for the withdrawal of American forces.
Also, he says the main sticking points have been over the authorization of military operations and sovereignty issues. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
You're finally there. You've taken your idea and turned it into a reality. You're starting a business. When it comes to setting up your limited liability company, S-Corporation or C-Corporation, make sure you go to people you can trust. Inkfile.com. Inkfile has helped more than 30,000 people just like yourself protect their investment with plans starting at just $49 plus state filing fees. For a limited time, use promo code RADIO and receive a $25 discount only at Inkfile.com.
With one gold medal already in his possession, Michael Phelps remains on track early in his quest to beat Mark Spitz's record of 7 gold medals in 1 Olympics. Here's Jim Bell.
A little more than 9 hours after winning gold in the 400-meter individual medley, Michael Phelps was back in the pool at the Water Cube for the preliminaries of the 200-meter freestyle. He never led in his heat, and his time of 1 minute 46.48 seconds was well off the record he set at last year's World Championships. It was just the fourth fastest time overall, but there's a reason for that.
Tonight was just a race again tomorrow. That's all I try to do. I just try to conserve everything.
Phelps is joined in the semifinals by fellow American Peter Vanderkay. Jim Bell, Beijing.
And China has tightened security, and volleyball players have rallied around their coach after the shocking murder of an American in Beijing. Here's Warren Levinson.
The day after U.S. men's volleyball coach Hugh McCutcheon's father-in-law, Todd Bachman, was stabbed to death there, Chinese authorities closed the historic Drum Tower for the day. Someone left a spray of lilies and chrysanthemums, traditional Chinese flowers of mourning. McCutcheon was not on the bench for the team's opening win against Venezuela, Captain Thomas Hoff.
It's very hard to continue on, but obviously our first and foremost thoughts and prayers are with their family.
The coach's mother-in-law, Barbara Bachman, remains in the hospital in critical but stable condition. Warren Levinson, Beijing.
I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the 10th day of August 2008. I was going to take off the Sunday show today and have Jason Burness sit in for me, but I am here live because of pressing world events. But Jason Burness will be riding shotgun with me here in the next 2 hours today. We'll be hearing from former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of the Treasury Department, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and an exclusive message here for us about the situation in Georgia with Russia. Also, Bob Chapman, who worked in military intelligence against the Russians, will be joining us coming up later in the second hour today. We will not be talking about John Edwards and his girlfriend, and does he have a love child? You will not be discussing a murder at the Olympics. We will not be talking about celebrity hairdos or your favorite color in the next 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about one of the biggest military developments in the last 50 years, taking place late Thursday evening, Russian time, into, of course, Friday here in the United States. We are now 3 days into this conflict, and there are a lot of important facets to this. Number one, I have been listening to talk radio. I've been listening to news. I've been reading the newspapers here in the U.S. I have been talking to people when I go into a convenience store to get gas. I've asked 4 or 5 people in stores in the last day, hey, have you heard about Russia? Most of them haven't, and the huge conflict going on there. If they have, they said, yeah, those evil Russians, they have attacked an innocent country. And lo and behold, some message boards and places actually believe that the Russians have attacked Georgia in the south of the United States. Friday, I joked on my weekday show and said people are so dumb down here, kind of like Miss South Carolina at the beauty pageant who didn't even know what country she was in. That is a large portion of our population that only invites the type of tyranny we're witnessing. Here is the basic facts. In 1991, the Soviet Union reportedly collapsed Georgia, which was one of its satellite states, where Joseph Stalin and others were from, and been historically part of the Mother Russia, broke away from the Soviet Union. They then viciously attacked several enclaves on the Russian proper border, engaging in ethnic cleansing of ethnic Russians. And since then, since 1993, Russian troops have been there with the United Nations in the two breakaway republics of Ossetia and Abkhazia. Late Thursday into early Friday, more than 10,000 Georgian troops, backed up by U.S. Special Forces from the Army and the Marines. This is all over foreign press, Russian, British. You will never hear it here in the U.S. U.S. troops commanding launched a sneak attack on the breakaway Republic of Ossetia that has been in total peace since the early 1990s in a United Nations ceasefire. They massacred thousands of civilians, hundreds of Osseti troops and Russian troops, a huge sneak attack blasting the capital city and taking over every other major city. They moved in with self-propelled rocket launchers. They moved in with over 100 tanks, helicopters, and jets and blew the living daylights out of the entire region. Now, I go on air Friday, and it's not in any of our news. I'm scanning news wires all morning, see nothing about it, for hours getting ready. That's the second big part of the story, was the news blackout. Then we start reading the BBC and other reports at about 11 a.m. saying that Russia has attacked Georgia. But then in the bottom of the reports, they all admitted after Georgia snuck attack Russian military bases. On the day the Olympics start, while Putin and Bush are on stage together, a massive U.S.-controlled, when I say U.S., this isn't our government, it's not our military, this is the criminal New World Order doing this, this is unprecedented. This isn't some sneak attack on Iraq or some preemptive war strategy. This is preemptive war against Russian forces, slaughtering them in cold blood. Our name, if it was mud before, with all the lies and propaganda and premeditated wars and propaganda. Now, all over the world, people are freaking out. Now, for the last 2.5 days, since it's been in the press, as the third or fourth top story, literally celebrity hairdos and John Edwards are above that, and, you know, will Hillary Clinton be the VP? That's all your top stories that don't matter. While all of this is happening, the media, and I've got stacks of the news headlines that are all deceptive here in the West, in the U.S. predominantly, is saying, why won't the Russians stop attacking? Why are the Russians doing this? Why are they so mean? Meanwhile, the Georgian forces are continuing to battle and attack the Russians, and for 2.5 days, there's been house-to-house fighting all over northern Georgia, bordering Russia. Now Russian special forces arrived yesterday, more Russian Hind helicopters and Flogger helicopters and MiGs. They have attacked and blown out the pipeline going out to the Black Sea over to the U.S. ally Turkey. And I've got the press reports here. They're using Muslim fighters against the Russians, as usual, just like they did in Serbia, just like they did in Afghanistan. They are using Marines, Army, and it's reported that mercenaries, quote, in black uniforms with American insignia are on the ground. Let's go. This is from Russia Today. This is the CNN of Russia in English, the biggest international news channel Russia has. Play the short clip. Here it is.
The Ossetian president's envoy, Dmitry Medoyev, calls Georgia's military actions the ultimate villainy. He says the Georgian army is possibly reinforced by mercenaries, as foreigners have been found among their bodies.
The town looks like Stalingrad during World War II, with fallen trees, power lines, burned Georgian tanks all over the street. Dead bodies of Georgian soldiers are lying everywhere. We have information that there were mercenaries among the attackers. In yesterday's most recent tank attack, the advancing tanks were supposedly crewed by Ukrainians. Two unidentified bodies found today are said to be black. Possibly they are Americans, but we can't say for sure yet. We'll be able to publish the official conclusions after carrying out special tests.
Now, we've got time before we go to break. Let's play a short clip of witnesses saying, yes, black men, U.S. insignias, other reports of men in black uniforms with U.S. insignias. Then I have a stack of mainstream reports admitting 1,000 U.S. Marines were massing for a war game drill, hundreds of Army Special Forces. Here it is.
Are you scared?
Of course I am. My son is in Rostov, Russia. I am alone here.
My hand hurts a lot after I was shot, but I can't go to hospital because people are shooting outside. There were soldiers and tanks on the streets shooting all night long. I've been hiding 40 people in my bunker. I fought against the Nazis. I was not afraid then, but now I'm very afraid. I have never seen anything like that. We were not prepared.
So traumatic situation.
All right, that's not the clip. We're going to come back and play that after the break, because there's hours of this. More on the foreign troops. There is no doubt U.S. troops are at least advising, but the reports are dead. Bottom line, headline on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, the United States has launched a sneak attack against Russia. That's all over the Russian news. U.S.-backed forces launched sneak attack on Russia. Our media thinks we're so done, they tell you that Russia attacked Georgia. It's absolutely incredible. We'll continue to cover this and what it's going to mean to the economy and the future of the world. On the other side, also, aircraft carriers from the U.S. are steaming towards Iran, preparing to launch attacks there. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to be taking your calls coming up in the next segment at 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-KLBJ. Named after the station we bring this show to you across the country out of here in Austin, Texas. Let me recap the top story here. Not celebrity hairdos. Not an American is killed in Beijing. Not John Edwards has a girlfriend and might have a baby. That doesn't affect our lives. What does affect our lives is that Georgia is the second largest contingent in Iraq. 3,000 Georgians after the British. That's the largest contingent. British, again, are second. Georgia's number three, U.S. number one. Contingent of, quote, coalition of the willing forces in Iraq are having to evacuate those 3,000 troops. The United States, for the last 10 years, has been building up the Georgians, giving them weapons, giving them training. When we say U.S., we mean the private, global, corporate, international community, as it's known, that controls our government, taking our liberties, taking our freedoms as well. I'm not defending the Russian government or saying they're great people either. But in the late 90s, they funded Wahhabist, Muslim/communist, what a mixture, out of Albania to go into Kosovo and attack police stations, military bases, burn down cities. When the Serbs fought back, the news media, the controlled corporate press, knew the American people were in willful ignorance and totally delusional. So they said, Serbia has viciously, premeditatedly attacked the country of Kosovo. That's like saying that the USA has attacked Texas. No, it was part of Serbia. But they lied and said, knowing Americans didn't know about maps or the Balkans or parts of the world, and said, Serbia has attacked the sovereign, innocent nation of Kosovo, and they've murdered innocent people. It was all total lies, as usual. Then the bombardment and the attack started. Then a puppet regime was put in, and they did break off Serbia and hand it over to the Muslims. And it is the same thing here. They have now had the Georgians, the mainline Georgians, who have secret police and secret arrests and everything else, all this talk about democracy is pure bull. They launched a sneak attack Thursday night into Friday morning, attacking all the major towns and the capital city of Ossetia. They've now tried to launch attacks into Abkhazia to the west, right on the Black Sea with the pipeline to Turkey. The Russians fight back, and they know the public's so dumb, they run headlines like AP did. Georgians say Russia attacking. Now that sounds to a layman like Russia has attacked Georgia, but then you read the bottom of the article, it says, after Georgians attacked and killed premeditatedly in a sneak attack Russians and 2,000 civilians, Russia fights back. Then they're firing rockets, helicopter attacks, tank attacks against the Russians, slaughtering them. And the media is saying, how dare Russia fight? How dare Russia not stand down? And Bush and McCain and Obama come out and give statements about how dare Russia premeditatedly attack Georgia. This is how dumb they think you are. And I've got people in the message board, in the comment area of Infowars.com, saying we're lying that the U.S. doesn't back Georgia and that Georgia didn't attack, even when Georgia admits it. That is the willful delusions
that we're dealing with. Now again, up on Infowars.com, up on PrisonPlanet.com, we have British, we have French, we have Georgian, we have Russian. Go watch it all. Go read it all. Go decide for yourself. We put it all up there. Go decide for yourself what's happening. It's very clear. It's admitted what's happening. Here's a short clip. We already played you the official Russian government saying we know they're foreign fighters. Reportedly, there's blacks with American uniforms there. That really stands out, dead on the side of the road. We know there's 1,000 Marines, hundreds of Army advisors at least. We know the U.S. has said some of our troops were cut off in there and trying to evacuate them. But the point is, our troops, in a criminal attack against the Russians, they got 20,000 nukes, people. They're not trying to start a war with us. This is insanity. But you can't even get the American people to realize what's happening. Here's a clip of a lady on national Russian TV, the equivalent of CNN in English, talking about what you just heard earlier from the German, from the Russian government reporting on this. Here it is.
Some people who have fled across the border have told us about their experiences.
The war has been on for 4 or 5 days now. We are already tired. There are lots of bodies over there. Lots of people have been killed, mostly Ossetians, but also Georgians. They had American emblems on the forearms, and they were in black uniforms.
Are you scared?
Of course I am. My son is in Rostov, Russia. I am alone here.
My hand hurts a lot after I was shot, but I can't go to hospital because people are shooting outside.
All right. That's right. U.S.-backed forces, and I say U.S., our country's gone. People running our country are dismantling, running the military out, 3-4 tours, destroying the dollar, destroying our borders, our sovereignty. And then now you have the Marine Corps, mercenaries, the Army, running a sneak attack against Russia. They wouldn't dare do this in the 80s when they used Al-Qaeda to attack Russia. By the way, that's now declassified. For 6 months before they invaded Afghanistan, they had Afghan Al-Qaeda attacking Russians in the neighboring states to get the Russians to come in. And that was another lie to the American people, that the Russians attacked Afghanistan. No. I bet next they'll tell us that Russia attacked Hitler. Or I bet they'll tell us that Russia attacked Napoleon. No, Napoleon attacked Russia, Hitler attacked Russia, and the United States, the criminals that have hijacked our nation, if a hijacker hijacks a plane, that isn't a United Airlines pilot. That's a hijacker. Well, it's the same thing here. This isn't our military. This is not our government doing this. This is a pack of criminals. And ladies and gentlemen, do you want nuclear war with Russia? Is that what everybody wants? I know it's fun to pick on Arabs and attack them and go into nations that we set up and then, told to invade Kuwait like Iraq. I know it's fun to act tough and not be able to find it on a map, but say it's conservative to kill brown people. But do you want to mess with Russia? Now, I'm sorry, I have the Times of London here saying that Russia is threatening to use nuclear weapons against Western Europe and the U.S. They didn't do that during the Gulf, during the Cold War. I have the articles here where before this happened, they said, you're encircling us in Georgia with troops, in the Czech Republic, in Ukraine, in other areas, 9 countries. And the Russian foreign minister 6 months ago, then 2 months ago, and then again Friday said, we will use any military means to protect us, including nuclear weapons. Okay? Now, can you imagine what the U.S. would do if Russian troops attacked, Guantanamo Bay, 90 miles off our coast, and killed everybody? You never hear the end of it. This is the neocons. It's not enough to stage 9/11. It's not enough for Cheney. It comes out mainstream news last week wanting to create fake Iranian patrol boats and have U.S. Navy SEALs in them attack U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz off the coast of Iran to blame it on them. That's now mainstream news, MSNBC reporting it. We reported it before it was mainstream news. Cy Hurst, New Yorker Magazine. Not enough. Now they have to attack Russia. And I got Jason Burmes coming back after the break to tell you, they always tell you, the New World Order always tells you what they're going to do in advance. We'll talk about that and then take your phone calls. This is very, very serious. 877-590-5525. I'm sorry, we will not be talking about your favorite color, celebrity hairstyles, John Edwards and his girlfriend, or the Olympics, or Hillary Clinton's cat. We will be talking about serious issues. I want to hear from military that know about this going on in the buildup, or a lot of Fort Hood troops that have already been in Georgia and rotated back. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover.
I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drink and Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep, so you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, folks, no more Mr. Nice Guy. I guess people running our country are so arrogant and on such incredible power trips that they build up Georgia to attack Russia. For the last decade, publicly say they're planning to do it, blow the hell out of a bunch of Russian military bases, slaughter civilians by the thousands, that's all admitted, and then tell the idiot public in this country that Russia attacked, while they put it in the bottom of each story that Georgia attacked them and is still fighting. And Russia's saying as soon as you pull out of these areas and stop attacking, we'll pull out. There's over 40,000 refugees that have poured across the border into Russia. And it's the same deal. They attack Serbia and say that Serbia attacked them. They attack Russia and say that Russia attacked the Afghans. This is back in 1979. It's the same story. It's been done this time again. And you watch Russian TV and they're like, we don't know why the U.S. backed this attack. It's terrible. Please stop attacking us. We have nuclear weapons. We may use them. And the average American's just out having a great time, giggling, doesn't even know where Georgia is, thinks it's all funny. Jason Burmes, who again sits in when I'm out of town on the weekday show, the maker of Loose Change, and of course the new film Fabled Enemies, you've been watching this and tracking this. What is it like for you to watch the news and hear them say that Russia attacked Georgia when it was a sneak attack by U.S.-backed forces, and no doubt U.S. military were involved?
Well, it's very much like 1984. I feel like, you know, black is white and white is black, and, you know, they're not going to tell you the truth. And then you look at this whole grace period, 2002, they come out and say, listen, we're going to start training these guys. U.S. Special Forces are going to Georgia. Later on, Georgia becomes a major military help for us in Iraq. Again, they are the third largest amount of troops there. I think they have something over 3,000 troops. Then they start running drills where we happen to be, and we send U.S. Special Forces troops there. Then
drills all around the Russian border, right where they attacked.
Exactly. And I think Russia didn't really want to alarm people, and that's why they started to do their quote-unquote drills, because that report came out before we found out that Georgian troops were doing drills with U.S. forces prior to this conflict. They were saying, oh, well, the Russians were building up with these drills. No, it turns out the Russians were probably building up with these drills because they saw the influx of not only U.S. forces, but radar equipment and missile equipment.
Ukrainians.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just so bizarre to me that somebody sent me this email, and I didn't believe it at first, but I went and checked it out. They literally tell you they're going to do this stuff. In 2001, a very popular video game, Ghost Recon, came out. Now, this is Tom Clancy, who seems to be somewhat of a prophet. You know, he's a famous
author. He wrote a
book
about hijackers hijacking jets to fly into the World Trade Center a year before 9/11. Fox TV with the Lone Gunman series, and I had the star of it on. The CIA approached them and said, we want you to do a pilot about hijacked jets being flown to the World Trade Center to launch a war in Afghanistan, but the government's really going to do it. Then that really happened. Tell us the plot, and this is off their official website, of Ghost Recon 2002.
Yeah, this actually came out in 2001. It was released on Xbox in 2002, but the story took place in 2008.
By the way, I remember reading the synopsis.
Yeah. The story took place, again, in 2008, and it was U.S. Special Forces sent to Georgia to combat...
Read the game box. They say in 2008, Russians go to combat in Ossetia, and then U.S. forces go in to help them. The exact place, the exact time, 7 years before with Tom Clancy's video game.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the really spooky aspects is...
Read the whole thing like you did during...
All right, sure. Ghost Recon begins in 2008 with civil unrest in Russia. Ultra-nationalists have seized power in Moscow with plans to rebuild the Iron Curtain. The first step is clandestine support of rebel factions in Georgia and Baltic states. This is where the ghosts come in, to silence the rebellion. Armed with the most advanced weaponry in the world, the soldiers of Ghost Recon forced and covertly inserted into Eastern Europe and then given specific missions to curtail the rebels' actions and overthrow their benefactors. The game storyline stems from political turmoil that can be in the light of the last few years in which ultra-nationalist regimes came to power and placed its leader, Dmitry Arbatov, as Russia's president. By 2007, the threat posed by Arbatov's administration became clear. Russia forms an alliance called the Russian Democratic Union, which is made up of previously conquered countries of the Ukraine, Belarus, and Kazakhstan. Together, they launch a campaign to revive the long-dissolved Soviet Union by taking back former Soviet republics.
But in reality, this was taken from Russia. Russia has these small mini-republics, and they were the ones that were attacked. They've been there since 93 under a UN deal. So, listeners, a sneak attack Thursday by Georgian U.S.-backed military forces against Russian enclaves, thousands dead, Russian dead troops. Russia fights back to kick them out. The fighting is still raging, and you turn on our news, they'll just mention, oh, Russia attacked Georgia. George Bush and Barack Obama say it's terrible. Again, we're not even choosing sides here, but the U.S. shouldn't be preemptively attacking areas of Russia, killing Russian troops, and then lying in our media telling us that Russia needs to stop its attack.
And then the world leaders, you know, are hand in hand at the Olympics. It's very weird and suspicious, and I think it's also ironic.
And it started on 888.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's also ironic that a lot of the younger people in special forces may have actually played this video game when they were 14, 15 years old. I mean, this was a popular game.
That's the preconditioning.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I thought. I mean, they literally were preconditioned for this same conflict, and now they're there, and the remnants of that video game are in their mind.
Well, they knew.
It normalizes
I mean, just Clancy says, quote, "I get my best in plots from intelligence." Just like the makers, Chris Carter, with X-Files and Lone Gunman said, yes, they're giving us these plots. Why is the government giving them plots and saying there'll be a war with Russia started up in Ossetia, the very place it happened, this tiny enclave of a million people? This will happen in 2008, and then it happens.
Yeah.
And then it's the U.S. preemptively running the attack with the Georgians as their front.
And there's a ton of promotion in the game for things like the United Nations and NATO, you know, again, promoting world government, preconditioning the populace and our military to accept that sort of thing. It's normal to them. You know, they have been preconditioned now, Alex, for this large conflict. And let's hope the rest of the game doesn't come through, because this is a larger Russian conflict. This only spans larger. I mean, it only gets more.
Well, everybody's watching in the scores of nations that ring the former Soviet Union, where NATO and the international community, using U.S. taxpayer money, we can't just say it's the U.S. doing this, have moved in everywhere and have moved weapon systems in, missile systems, radar systems. They've been giving them tanks, helicopters, jets. And Russia continues to stay, stop it, stop it, stop it. Meanwhile, U.S. deplores Russian action in Georgian conflict. The White House said Sunday that it deplores Russian actions in the Georgia conflict as dangerous and disproportionate. We're alarmed at the situation, says James Jeffrey, U.S. President George W. Bush's deputy national security advisor, told reporters in Beijing where the president was attending the Olympics. Jeffrey said the United States would be very, very concerned if reports around Russian ground attacks in Georgia were accurate. See, and you read that article, they just leave out that Georgia attacked them and is still attacking them. It's like, how dare Russia be involved? Now, let's not forget, at the end of the last Serb conflict, when Clinton had the Muslims out of Albania attack the Slavs in the Slavic state of Serbia fight back, the media then said that Serbia had premeditatedly attacked Kosovo, which was part of Serbia, which is ridiculous. Then there was the head of NATO, General Jackson, gets a call, and Wesley Clark has ordered U.S. fighter bombers to bomb Russian troops who tried to take over and landed at the airport in Pristina in Kosovo. Okay, it's back in the late 90s. And Clark had given the order to attack Russian forces with bombers. The Russians peacefully landed, took over the capital, and said, you're not going to take part of Serbia and give it to Muslims. Okay? And the crazy part about this is always, we're fighting the Muslims, we're fighting... No. They use the Muslims as the shock troops to take over country after country after country in Eastern Europe, Central Asia, the Middle East. They overthrow secular nations in the Middle East using Muslims. So it was the same story. And back under Bill Clinton, they tried to launch an attack on Russians. Folks, we don't want to go to war with Russia. Okay? I mean, I know everybody's disconnected from reality in la-la land, this is just absolutely insane, Jason.
It is absolutely insane. And before the show, we were discussing motivation. And, you know, I can't help but think this is really to demonize Russia and maybe take the focus off of us as a world power in the Middle East. You know, maybe take the focus off of us as being the sole problem in the world.
And not just that. Two more, there's already two there, carrier attack groups are rampaging into the Gulf right now, according to the AP and Jerusalem Post, in a preparation to attack Iran. So it's getting Russia tied up in a conflict ahead of that. This could shape into World War III. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to efoodsdirect.com right now. efoodsdirect.com. or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I have scanned hundreds of newspapers, and even the Washington Post is not reporting on the fact that Georgian-backed, U.S.-backed forces attacked Russia Thursday night on the eve of the Olympics, knowing that would be a smokescreen. U.S. troops are reportedly involved in the attack, mass murdering Russian troops and civilians. But the Austin American Statesman did get it right. They have a bunch of diversions here about unlicensed bus carried 15 to their deaths, the Olympics. But then under it, Russia, Georgia at brink of war, hundreds die. It's now over 2,000 alone in one city. As breakaway Georgian province, AP, this is today, Russia dispatched an armored column to the breakaway Georgian enclave of South Ossetia on Friday after Georgians, a U.S. ally, launched a surprise offensive against South Ossetian separatists. Witnesses said hundreds of civilians were killed. Let me read that again. Georgia launched a surprise offensive. Now remember, this is a demilitarized zone. These are areas that have always been part of Russia, two large enclaves. Nothing violent was going on. There has not been any fighting since 1992. Russian troops have been there in the 90-plus percent Russian enclave. And Georgia launches an attack to drive them out. Now, people are asking, what is all this about? Why is this happening? The pipeline war. Russia bear goes for West jugular. UK Daily Mail. Now, of course, BP owns that pipeline. They mentioned that later in the article. So, again, still a deceptive headline like Russia went for something. That's like if you get mugged, an old lady's getting mugged and she beats the guy away from her with her cane or with her umbrella. Is the headline old lady attacks innocent man? No, it's old lady attacks mugger. But again, Georgia has today withdrawn its troops from the capital of South Ossetia, according to reports. And it says a day after heightened international tensions, talks about the Russians trying to bomb the pipeline. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Before we do that, Berman, anything else you want to add?
Not really. I mean, I was just looking at this other story where it's now come out a CIA officer has said that Cheney likely ordered the forgery of the Iraq 9/11 letter, the one where they tried to say, Muhammad Atta had met with them. And
well, ABC News is reporting it's not likely. The CIA guy has said they were ordered to falsify a letter saying Iraq launched the anthrax.
Yeah, Douglas Faith is the guy who wrote it up. I mean, it's unbelievable that these criminals still walk around and have, are just adored by the public, Alex. It makes me sick.
Well, they're not adored by the public. It's an illusion that the public adores it. But, yeah.
I mean, I
guess there's 25% that does.
Yeah, and I feel like those that don't adore them aren't doing enough to get them out of power or bring them to justice. It's few and far between.
It's come out, they ordered Robert Mueller, head of the FBI, to blame the anthrax attacks on Iraq, knowing, of course, they launched the attacks.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the CIPRO, the drug that fought it, and all the rest of the evidence.
Prior to it being released.
They've ordered the CIA to create fake documents with Muhammad Atta and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes out. I mean, it just came out in mainstream news last week that Cheney wanted to stage attacks on our ships. I mean,
they're cold-blooded killers.
But a lot of the public who does support this thinks they're part of the elite and they're part of the system. No, they're going to take your pension funds, your freedom, your dollar, your future, too. You're not part of the elite. This criminal group's going to hurt you as well. And don't think Barack Obama's going to save you. I don't know who's first up here. Who should I go to first? Let's go to line one, Jesse in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
On a worldwide radio show.
All right.
Been drinking or something there. Kevin in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just want to say, as soon as you were telling us about that audit that's coming up on September 30th from the International Bank of Settlement, I knew this was going to happen. I mean, we had this on September 10th when they announced the $2.3 trillion missing. And they needed the distraction.
That's right. The AP reported that someone in the Pentagon stole $1.9 trillion. It's now $3.9 trillion from all the military pension funds are gone. And then they staged 9/11 two days after that came out. And, yeah, the whole world is headed towards crises right now.
I apologize. I just have an ambulance passing by.
Can't understand you, but go ahead.
I think it's thanks to you, though, that they have to at least basically start these kind of aggressions now and not try and pull another 9/11 because there's too many people that have woken up now thanks to efforts like yours and a lot of others, but they can't get away with this. We're not going to tolerate another inside job. I mean, I'm about ready to pack it in myself, Alex. So.
Well, I hope they don't stage some new event to get us into war with Iran. I mean, now they're going to have four aircraft carrier groups there. They're sending two more, talking about attacking them during October. I mean, this is insane. Meanwhile, Pakistan's been given nukes by our criminal government. Thank you so much, Kevin. Let's talk to Josh in North Carolina. You're on the air worldwide, Josh.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. So I have a couple points I'd like to raise. Had some discussions with some friends of mine in the intelligence community, and some of the things I'd like to raise. First off, some of the reasons I've heard for why they did this is to test the Russian, force them to test their Russian response. A couple other interesting points. Since the fall of the Soviet Union, they've been quite successful in Russia in weeding out a lot of the CIA agents from higher places within their government.
Also, it's turned out a bunch of the oligarchs they've arrested that stole all of Russia's wealth after it fell, turns out are British or Rothschild agents, according to the Times of London.
Exactly, right. So from what I have been told and what I understand at this point, they have a better idea of what we are capable of than we do them. The other point that this
We keep using the term we. It's not our government, it's not our military anymore. It's been used to preemptively attack Russia, and they think the American people are so dumb, they tell us Russia did this.
Exactly, which is really, really sad. Agreed there.
Yeah, that's the big story here, is that I talk to the public everywhere, and they think Russia attacked out of a clear blue sky.
No, I've run into quite a few people. I've even actually run into somebody who thought it was the state of Russia, like you've joked about. So I was appalled.
The state of Georgia, you mean?
Exactly.
Oh, sorry. You ran into someone that thought the Russians had attacked America?
Yeah, they did. Was it funny.
Miss South Carolina?
I'm in North Carolina, so.
No, but I mean, remember her? Let's pull up Miss South Carolina. Pull her up where she just doesn't even know what side of the planet she's on. Well, no, I mean, that's what's happening. Meanwhile, it's also a diversion, you know, launched during the Olympics, a diversion for the attack on Iran.
That's exactly the point I was about to bring up. They are hoping that they can possibly divert Russian attention away from the attack that is about to occur in Iran, which, in my opinion, is a very stupid gamble and may very well, like you've mentioned, lead to World War III.
Well, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I mean, I've got the mainstream news here with the Russian foreign minister threatening military action against Western Europe and the United States. In fact, let me just dig it out here. Russia threatens military response to U.S. missile defense deal. When you read into, there's a bunch of reports going back over the last 6 months where they keep saying it, including using their nuclear arsenal. But, hell, you know, the neocons don't care.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
And listen, we make fun of her. That's the average American. And I told you, I mean, I've seen websites and news reports. They think Russia attacked Georgia. Not only was it not Russia that attacked Georgia and the Caucasus, they're on the Black Sea. They're on the eastern side of the Black Sea bordering Russia. But they believe Georgia, with Georgia peaches, in the south was attacked. You know, Robert E. Lee, all that stuff. And, I mean, you know, you can't help them. You know, they think George Bush is a conservative, Barack Obama's a good guy.
Well, Alex, there's different levels of propaganda for everybody. For instance, the John Edwards story was really big to try to get the politicos away from this story of Russia attacking Georgia, Georgia really attacking Russia.
I heard hardcore, quote, patriot shows Friday. They weren't even covering this in Georgia.
Yeah, it's insane.
They were talking about this guy, he have sex with some woman.
And on the other level, for the even dumbed-down masses, even more dumbed-down, it's Bernie Mac and now Isaac Hayes have died, two celebrities. So there's two celebrity deaths this week. The media will run with
Friday
that
Friday night,
week.
You saw it on Yahoo. You showed me at the office. The top stories were John Edwards, celebrity hairdos, and some the car wreck day three of the guy in Batman.
Yes, yeah, Morgan Freeman. That's right. He was in a car wreck. They love this filtered celebritainment news that just mesmerizes people.
Well, folks, the country is in trouble when the United States-backed forces, now they're reporting dead U.S. troops, attack Russia, premeditated out of a clear blue sky, terrorist attack, and they just tell you that it's the other way around. We're going to start the next hour. We'll get to many other people that are patiently holding. 877-590-5525. 877-590-5525. Locally in Central Texas, if you're listening to us on the Mothership Station, News Radio 590 KLBJ, it's 836-0590. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Film director Jason Burmes is my guest. His new film, Fabled Enemies, comes out September 1st. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
Texas will tell you about prices coming up. Plus, have a check.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
In Texas, it's 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Russia is expanding its bombing blitz against neighboring Georgia, targeting the country's capital for the first time. Meanwhile, Georgian troops are pulling out of the breakaway province of South Ossetia, as Russia has demanded. But Moscow says it now needs to verify the withdrawal before it will negotiate a ceasefire. And the White House is urging both sides to stop fighting. Here's Mark Smith.
Whether or not Georgia was right to send troops into South Ossetia to retake control of the breakaway region, Press Secretary Dana Perino says it was wrong of Russia to hit back with air attacks and armor columns that went far beyond the disputed enclave.
President Bush does think the Russian response has been disproportionate.
The White House warns if those attacks don't stop, Russia's ties with America will be harmed. The president's spoken twice to Vladimir Putin here in Beijing, though Perino won't comment on reports the two argued at the Olympic opening ceremonies.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you're driving down the road and trying to decide whether you need a home equity loan just to buy gas, you might want to consider starting a home business. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you built a home business with the 3-Step Plan, you would walk to work every day. It would only take about 10 seconds, you wouldn't have to deal with any traffic, and it wouldn't use any gas. Of course, some 3-Step Plan members keep their jobs and start a home business part-time. That's one of the great things about the 3-Step Plan. You get to make the choices. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. If you would like to put more money in your pocket and less in your gas tank, take a proactive approach to today's changing economy. Find out how you can make more money working from home. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
In a meeting with the Chinese president today, President Bush praised the country for its swift response to a stabbing attack that killed the father of a 2004 U.S. Olympian while the man was visiting a historic site. Here's Warren Levinson.
The attacker was identified as 47-year-old Tang Yongming from a province in eastern China. Interpol has run his name through a database of 178,000 individuals, including 12,000 suspected terrorists, and come up empty, though the check continues. The agency says he'd recently divorced and not been seen by relatives for 2 months.
The ex-mistress of former presidential candidate John Edwards says she will not participate in DNA testing to establish the paternity of her daughter. Curtis Gaines is a political analyst.
If she's refusing DNA testing, he is presumed innocent until DNA proves him the father.
For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
You're finally there. You've taken your idea and turned it into a reality. You're starting a business. When it comes to setting up your limited liability company, S-Corporation or C-Corporation, make sure you go to people you can trust. Inkfile.com. Inkfile has helped more than 30,000 people just like yourself protect their investment with plans starting at just $49 plus state filing fees. For a limited time, use promo code RADIO and receive a $25 discount only at Inkfile.com.
The U.S. men's volleyball team played with heavy hearts in a 5-set win over Venezuela. Team captain Thomas Hoff says it wasn't easy concentrating on the game after Saturday's fatal stabbing of the coach's father-in-law.
We all came here to do this, and it's very hard to continue on, but obviously our first and foremost thoughts and prayers are with their family.
The United States leads in the overall medal count in the Olympics with 8 medals so far. Michael Phelps won his first gold medal of the Beijing Olympics in the 400-meter individual medley. American Ryan Lochte was second. Phelps says seeing President Bush was a thrill.
It was cool. I looked up and you know, he waved the flag and nodded his head. And that was pretty cool. Pretty cool feeling to have the president say congratulations and then have him here in the crowd tonight.
American Dara Torres won silver in the 400 freestyle relay, while Larson Jensen and Katie Hoff earned bronze medals in swimming. And more on Friday's Texas bus accident that killed at least 16 people. Police emergency call tapes released show a scene of panic and chaos with screams and moans heard over phone calls reporting the wreck. Debbie Hernsman is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
At the time of the accident, neither company was operating legally in interstate bus commerce.
I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at orgonproducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Regular guest, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of the Treasury Department, father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts, on Friday calling this evil criminal action against Russia, an attempt to test them for a wider war in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. United States backed forces of Georgia premeditatedly Thursday night into Friday when the Olympics kicked off as a smokescreen viciously attacked a string of towns and cities in southern Ossetia, the border with Russia, killing more than 2,000 civilians, scores of peacekeepers, and at least 15 Russian troops. Russia responded with attacks, but this is an exclusive. Dr. Roberts, not going to be on with us today, but he sent me his story for Creator Syndicate that will not be out until tomorrow in newspapers nationwide. And it's a long story. Here is even given us authorization to post this, but I'm just going to read it. He said, and today, as I write in the liberal Washington Post that has written an editorial using the U.S. to go to war with Russia, with this editorial, Stopping Russia, as the headline, the U.S. and its allies must unite against Moscow's war on Georgia. The Washington Post has established a a world record for maximum number of lies in a number of single words, number of words. Except for the Washington Post, the entire world knows that Georgia, the birthplace of Joseph Stalin, not Georgia, USA. I made the joke with him on air that he better put in his article that it wasn't Georgia, USA, initiated the aggression that killed Russian peacekeepers and hundreds of civilians. It's now more than 2,000 in South Ossetia, peacekeepers who were there for the blessing of Georgia and the international agreements for more than 10 years since 93. The true facts are available all over the world press, but the, quote, liberal Washington Post serves up the lie that Russia has attacked Georgia and conceivably plans to conquer all of Georgia. This is a grave challenge to the United States and Europe, thunders the Bush regime's mouthpiece, a.k.a. the liberal media. Thirsting for blood, the liberal media declares the United States and its NATO allies must together impose a price on Russia. And it goes on. That's an exclusive. This isn't even out yet. I want to go to one of our other contributors who contributes each week, and that's Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. I will then get to Greg in Fort Worth, Pam in New York, Carl in Canada, Randy in Chicago, Mike in New Jersey, and others that are holding while Bob Chapman rides shotgun with us. Bob Chapman, of course, worked in intelligence against the Russians. Then he became the largest gold and silver broker in the world and has had the largest financial newsletter out there. He is also one of the granddaddies in the movement against fighting the New World Order the last 50 years. And Bob Chapman joins us. Bob, since you were on Friday analyzing what was happening, there's been a lot of new developments. Russia has now sent its fleet in, has been engaging Georgian ships. The Georgians tried to attack another area of southern Russia as well. We have those reports. Abkhazia as well, and they repulsed that attack. The Georgians, even though they've claimed to cease fire, are still attacking. This is just unbelievable. And most U.S. newspapers are saying Russia attacked Georgia, a new level of disregard of the people, treating us like complete morons. But I guess we are morons, so why not? Bob Chapman, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you. It's very nice to be here again. As I said, I guess it was on Friday, that Russia would expand this, and they had no choice. The whole climate of relations now have changed severely between Russia, Western Europe, England and the United States. And everybody who reads into this sort of thing, like Dr. Roberts and myself, and writes about it, knows that it's a setup. They want a Cold War. They want to divert attention from the horrible economic and financial condition that's going on now in the Western world. And this is a diversion. And at the same time, they geopolitically are trying to outflank Russia by eventually, hopefully, from the U.S. standpoint or the neocon standpoint of bringing NATO into this whole thing and NATO into Georgia. The fact that I got a one of my people who does intelligence work for me has been watching the satellite out of Moscow, and also a number of reports from
Al Jazeera.
However it's pronounced. What is it again, Alex?
Al Jazeera.
And they reported long before the press did in the United States that over 2,000 people have been killed, almost all of them civilians, incidentally. The Blackwater and I believe it's back Blackwater, that's what they're being called, American trainers, and the Israeli Mossad contractors.
That's right. Israeli publications are reporting since Friday very proudly that 1,000 Israeli contractors are leading the attack. This is unbelievable.
Right, and so the next move will be by Russia, that they will totally pacify Georgia and move in there. And then the United States will retaliate, and then Russia will turn their nuclear weapons westward again toward the United States and Western Europe.
Well, that's now been announced, actually.
Well, I can't catch it all like you do.
No, I'm saying that you're correct.
Yeah, I came back early this morning from golf, and I had 532 emails. So I had my hands full today. But the point is that they're gearing up for another war. I think right after the election, they're going to go for a draft. I think there's a good chance.
Well, that's what McCain said. He said, quote, if World War III starts, then we'll need a draft. And meanwhile, Jerusalem Post, AP reporting Friday, two U.S. aircraft carriers are indeed, as we reported during the week, with rumors from sources that they thought they were going there. Now they admit they're going to the Gulf, beefing up the other two task forces that are there. This on the heels of the New Yorker magazine reporting Dick Cheney wanted to stage terror attacks, blowing up U.S. ships, using Navy SEALs to blame it on Iran. How does this attack on Russia feed into the overall plan to attack Iran? You're still saying you don't think that attack's on.
I don't know that it's part of that. It may be, but I don't have enough intelligence sources to give me the information that in fact is so.
Okay, let's shift gears. Go ahead.
I do know that the entire area in the Mediterranean, as well as off of the Ukraine and in that entire area, is alive with Russian submarines. And if the United States thinks that they're going to send a great flotilla in there and nothing's going to happen to it, I get news for you. If they start,
well, the Russians are already sinking Georgian ships right now.
Right. But American ships are a different story. And I think that they're being led right into a trap. And I noticed that Ukraine said that they were no longer going to allow Russia to use the facilities on the Black Sea, which they have a lease for 17 more years on that property. And I get news for the Ukraine. Get used to it, because the Russians are going to be there, and if you argue, you've got a problem too. You know, people don't understand how vast and the enormous amount of people there are in Russia, and that, you know, I've talked to a former Wehrmacht and SS people in my life of counterintelligence, some of them who eventually worked for the United States government.
Yeah, when you were in Germany against the Russians.
Right.
Tell you what, stay there. We got to go. We'll keep going now. We're going into break in 30 seconds. Bob, you were saying, go ahead.
And they said that, we were better trained and better equipped. And our kill ratio is 20 to 1. He said, but these people just kept on coming.
All right, stay there. We're going to come right back with Bob Chapman on the other side. Your calls.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's unveilingthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
It is August 10th, 2008. United States-backed Georgian forces launched a sneak attack Thursday night into Friday morning, killing thousands of civilians, mass murdering Russian troops, and other peacekeeping troops in a region they've been in since 1993, which has always been part of Russia proper. It's just unbelievable. Bob Chapman is the guy we went to for this because he worked in counterintelligence in Eastern Europe and Germany during the 1950s when the Cold War was a lot hotter. He's also an expert on what's happening with the economy, internationalforecaster.com. We're going to get to Mike and Greg and Pam and Carl, Randy, all of you here in just a few minutes. Bob, I'm going to have you ride shotgun with myself and Jason Burnmas for the rest of the hour. We appreciate you being with us. But just briefly before we go, get some calls in, A, was this a miscalculation by the delusional chicken hawk coward neocons? Or is this going well for them? Is this what they thought Russia would do? B, it's all over Russian national TV and international television, Russia Today and others, they're CNN, that yes, Ukrainian, U.S. Special Forces, it's admitted in our news that Marines, 1,000 Marines and others are there, but quote, advising, but the people on the ground are reporting dead American soldiers, both black Americans and quote, men in black uniforms with U.S. insignia. You think the Russians are going to grab those bodies and use that for concessions and keep it secret, or is more of that going to be? Well, I mean, you heard both the questions. A, did the globalists miscalculate? B, what do you think about Americans being involved in this?
I think the neocons have miscalculated. I think that they thought that the Russians would back off, and I think they're surprised. Number two, the Russians are collecting the dead, and they're doing DNA samples on them because they don't know of any Negroes, black people who live in Georgia, and some of them were quite badly mangled, if you may, and they just wanted to make sure. And the uniforms, the black uniforms, and we've been told it was as Blackwater, who was in there, they have an American flag on their shoulder, and that was the insignia that's being talked about. So you've got 1,000 Marines, which really upsets me, because I don't think that our troops should be in there. You've got over 1,000 Israelis who have been in there for a long time, and you have the tremendous amount of hardware that was supplied by both the United States and Israel, which is being used by the Georgian troops. At this point, I see it as a no-win situation for Georgia.
Well, the top Russian general said in a press conference today that no doubt this is U.S.-backed, U.S.-funded, and that they're, quote, looking at the black uniforms, at the people of African descent that are dead, and as you said right now, trying to tissue sample that and see if they're from Eastern Europe.
Exactly. And so I think if the United States moves forward into another war, this will be opening up a third front.
By the way, I'm not joking.
If you think Hitler was stupid, this guy has got to be out of his skull.
Well, the neocons, some of the neocon websites are saying Russia, and I'm not joking, listeners, has attacked Georgia, U.S., as I predicted they would Friday. That's how dumb they think the public are, Bob.
Yeah, well, I didn't see any bombs go off in Atlanta this week.
Well, they just know the public is completely mindless, and I don't understand.
Unbelievable. I mean, I just marvel. And, you know, this is a mental disease that is not only a priority of Americans. I mean, this is all over the world. I mean, we have subscribers everywhere, and they write us letters telling us, you know, the school system in England is so bad, we don't know what we're going to do. And the same in Germany and South Africa and on and on and on.
And it's all by design. Let's go to some calls here. Who is up first? Who has been holding the longest? That would be Greg in Fort Worth, Texas. Thanks for holding, Greg. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Bob. Jason, if you're there. Hey, I just want to say something, guys. I'm, for the first time in my life, I've been listening to you for a long time, Alex. And for the first time in my life, I've called your show. And I'm scared. I really am. And I'll tell you why I'm scared. I have realized since seeing the guests that you've had on that there's a lot of oil up there in Alaska. And it seems to me that blood is more profitable than oil. And I think that's what's going on, Bob. I don't know. Maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong about that, but I'm really sick to my stomach right now.
Well, not just oil and blood, but they're saying gas. The UK Daily Mail, turns out BP owns most of that pipeline, is claiming Russia has attacked to get the pipeline. Russia didn't attack anybody.
Well, I understand that.
And they have their own pipeline.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is that since we can become energy independent with the oil that we have on the northern slopes of Alaska, and we're not doing that. Instead, we're going around and shooting other people. It seems to me that blood must be more profitable than oil, and that scares me.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. For those
it's
that don't know,
been that way.
80% of the oil taken out of Alaska goes to Asia. So even if they open it up, we're not getting it. We are the schmucks of the world. They think we're dumb. You heard us play Miss North Carolina earlier. Cue her back up again. Where she doesn't even know which country she's in. And they know that's a green light to tyrants to do whatever they want with us. We'll play it after the break. Let's go to another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Pam in New York. Pam, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is Pam in New York. I'm glad to talk to you. I've been wanting to call in and tell your listeners that I have found a place to watch the Russian news in English on the Internet.
Yes, it's Russia Today.
Yeah, and there's also a place you can go called livestation.com, and you download a small program, and you can actually watch live their live TV right now.
Well, just so you know, we've taken all the most important Russian newscasts, scores of them. They're all on Infowars.com and Prison Planet. I spent hours this morning watching the reports, getting the best ones boiled down from different video sources. We have links of those all up. You know, you want to see the tanks, the helicopters, the dead bodies.
Yeah, that's what they're showing this on the Russian TV. I guess it's like the Russian CNN. They're showing all this, and they also showed an American man that his wife is there visiting her mother. and she was, they're talking genocide, that Georgia is was genociding this, what are they?
No, that's it. They attacked Ossetia and other areas and just murdered everybody. And then our media goes, how dare Russia not like us murdering them?
Well, he said that we should call all our senators and our congressmen and tell Bush to back off, get out of the Georgia, and leave it to Russia to take care
of it. But Georgia's in the USA. The Ruskies attacked it to get the peaches. No, I hear you. Yes, watching Russian TV, you can watch European television. It's all admitted. And Georgia's still attacking. They keep saying ceasefire, and then they attack. And then go, oh, they're attacking us. I mean, watching the Georgian president Friday on the news going, we've been attacked for no reason.
Not only that, but he's calling out for American and NATO help. Well, he's got it. It was there beforehand. So it's just deception again and again and again, Alex. It makes me sick.
And again, folks, we're not defending Russia. All these governments are criminal. The point is, we don't need our government to be going through surrogates and sneak attacking Russian military bases.
And we don't need our young men and women over there fighting either.
Bob, stay there. I want to come back and talk about whatever you think is most important with this situation and the economy and more phone calls. Everybody stay with us. 30 minutes left after this important news.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
On a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
U.S.-backed forces in Georgia, led by U.S. commandos and mercenaries, launched giant terror attacks Thursday night against multiple cities and towns and Russian military bases, slaughtering peacekeepers in cold blood. And it's nowhere in the media, because you have a population that, on average, is about like the lady you just heard. Doesn't have a clue about anything. I mean, it's now coming out. We have confirmed cases where high school students will ask adults, where does the sun go at night? Is it turning out? You know, I mean, I'm not joking here. They know nothing, ladies and gentlemen. They think George Bush is a conservative. They think Barack Obama is a good guy. I'm about to go back to Bob Chapman and then loaded phone lines here. But, Burmese, we're not joking about the complete ignorance of large sectors of the public. And we've got the government documents for the last 100 years where they federalized education and did it by design.
Yeah, maybe people missed that last clip, but she was literally saying that schoolrooms in the United States didn't have maps and that students didn't have access to maps, and that's why they didn't know where
they
were.
No, they teach you about political correctness and how to ninny and how to spy on your parents and how to be a thug and how to snort cocaine in the public schools and how to be mindless consumers. That's what you're taught.
Yeah, you're taught that you will achieve more if you're part of sports and you go with the quote-unquote norm. You know, that's,
and how
that's,
to regurgitate BS out of textbooks.
Yeah, and dress like everybody else. You know, that's basically it. There's little to no education left in this country, let alone the world. It's very upsetting, Alex. I see it more and more. I mean, I know a bunch of
people. I guarantee you, Miss South Carolina thinks the Russians attacked Georgia, USA.
Yeah, and this is really tough for me. You know, I have a younger sister. I have a little niece. And to see them grow up in this thing, I mean, my younger sister, I mean, I feel bad for her. She asked me a lot of things, and she's like, well, they're not teaching me this stuff in school. Where are you getting this from? And I'm showing her the mainstream news sources, and she's like, wow, this is incredible. And she's just like,
yeah, it's all out in the open. Like the Houston Chronicle says, they built camps for the American people.
Yeah.
You tell somebody, and they go, there ain't no such thing. Wear your tinfoil hat. Oh, it's funny.
Yeah, you know, no, there's no North American Union. There's no Trans-Texas Corridor. There's no proposal. You know, there's no European Union passing the Lisbon Treaty after it failed. I mean, they're just going along with it.
They don't even know what a treaty is.
It's a good point.
But then you hear conservative talk radio who thinks they know what are going on. They're just another grade of propaganda. Bob Chapman, again, how do you see this affecting oil prices, what's happened?
Well, I think it can't do anything but make them firmer, if perhaps higher, at least in the short term, because nobody knows where this is really going. And it is expanding, and there's no question that Russia is going to take over Georgia, and it's going to spank them, and it's going to absorb the two provinces in northern Georgia, which, as you said, is for centuries were part of Russia, and they will become part of Russia, and they probably will tell Georgia that they're not going to have an army anymore either. And the opposite of that is if the U.S. moves in, we're going to lose a number of major U.S. cities. It's going to be a nuclear war.
Well, it has been.
Europe will be devastated.
Well, it has been.
So won't Russia, but it's going to be awful.
There are several reports I've got here of small convoys of NATO forces who are already in the country moving north. I hope they don't do what Wesley Clark tried when he ordered NATO to attack the Russians in Serbia, in Pristina, in the capital of Kosovo. And thank God, General Peter Jackson, the head of NATO, refused that. Remember that?
Yeah, I certainly do. Yeah, so, you know, everything is, quote, fluid. And we don't know where it's all going to go. It's all bad. There's nothing good about it. Yes, it would tend to make oil prices stronger. And maybe much more so than they should be. The oil situation is a natural correction. There was excessive speculation, not as much as what the CFTC says. But I think it was about 30%. So a 30% haircut would bring it back to somewhere between 1 and 120.
But you said that would happen 3 months ago. You said it'll go up to about 145. It went up to 149. Then you said it would go down in the late summer, early fall, but back up next summer to an all-time high. Are you still saying that?
Yes. Yes, and maybe it won't be much of an all-time high. It all depends on the world situation. These things are very difficult to call. I mean, there's so many things going on. I mean, we might have, you know, the 82nd Airborne jumping into Georgia tomorrow morning. We just don't know.
Well, that's in the U.S. They want peaches. Okay, you know, how dare the Russians attack Georgia? The USA Americans, such as, oh, my God. I'm joking about Miss South Carolina. Okay, let's keep going.
I couldn't even make head and tail of what she was saying. I mean, this girl is not too swift.
It's unbelievable. Let's go ahead.
Incidentally, my daughter teaches school, fortunately, at the fourth grade level. And but, you know, they have their nomenclature that they have to follow, but she deviates every time she can and puts in the kind of information that you and I talk about.
That's right. The only thing keeping anything going in this country is that there's still good teachers that break the rules and get off the curricula and start actually teaching. Carl in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, Carl.
I had a couple comments regarding that Ghost Recon. Maybe they are going to play this thing out, you know, if Ukraine gets involved and then Russia could kick out the Georgian government and the Ukrainian government and rebuild their empire. Then the United States, they will have a new false enemy to replace this war on terror since it's not working.
Well, they've been saying they want to bring the Cold War back, but let me stop you because we talked about that last hour. Tom Clancy wrote a book about hijackers flying in the World Trade Center a year before. His Ghost Recon video game synopsis is where in 2008, and this was done in 2001, the U.S.-backed forces basically clashed with the Russians in the very region where this is now happening in South Ossetia. Bob Chapman, what's that sound like to you?
I guess he got a hold of some plans that were already put together.
Well, we know that's right around the time U.S. forces were massed there. Anything else that you want to say, Carl?
No. I just still wondered if you heard about my the stuff that's been forwarded to you from the lawyer from the Toronto Times covered my story.
Yes, sir. I've gotten your emails hundreds of times where you're locked up in jail up in Canada. I appreciate your call. I mean, we can just repeat it over and over again, but thank you, sir. Okay, let's jam in another phone call here. Let's talk to Vinny in New York. Vinny, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I couldn't believe the story I just heard about this Ghost Recon thing. I called up the local news station here, News 12, Westchester County, New York, news12.com. I spoke to somebody there, and I recently spoke to them, this guy Henry there about this chemtrails and all this, and they just ignored it. I said, look, you people better wake up because guess what? I'm not going to be here next year, and neither are you. If you don't start telling the facts, I said, go to Infowars.com and check it out for yourself. If you want, I recorded the show. I'll send you a copy of it, but I better see something on TV about it.
Well, good.
I'll tell you what, Alex. Remember in your movie, your interview with Aaron Russo, Architecture of Prison Planet, how they said they were going to try to take over the Caspian Sea to put a pipeline in and all that stuff?
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's they're there for the oil as far as I'm concerned. That's where I'm looking at it.
I hear you. They're laughing at me in the control room for people watching on TV. Fox News keeps calling me. I'm on Geraldo Rivera tonight, and they keep calling me over and over again, and I don't know. You never know what they're doing. I got to call them during the break. No, I hear you. Absolutely, sir, and I appreciate your call. I have to multitask. I have 100 things going on. You know, they're now saying it's a conspiracy theory if you say that cell phones radiate your brain and that we are crazy and wear tinfoil hats.
That's insanity, because anytime you have a speaker on or you're next to a computer and the thing rings, you can literally hear the radio waves and frequencies.
There's thousands of studies admitting it gives you brain cancer. The point is, there's now a website saying I'm crazy because I report that cell phones are bad for your brain, that I wear a tinfoil hat. And what the hell are you people in total denial? I'm sorry. Georgia is in Russia, not in the U.S.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete fuel system and engine treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
wanted to introduce Jason Burmes, filmmaker, on the InfoWars team to the Sunday audience. I know we have some AM&FM affiliates that carry the Sunday show that don't carry the weekday show. He'll be sitting in for a full week when I'm covering the DNC live from that police state situation in Denver, the 22nd to the 28th. He'll be in here on that Sunday as well, and I'll be calling him with live reports on the eve of it here. Next weekend, I'll be here for you. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, is our guest. And, Burmes, plug your website. It's loosechange911.com. You've also got your MySpace, very popular websites.
Yeah, loosechange911.com. I, myself, occasionally Dylan, Corey, and Jonathan from We Are Change Colorado put up some blog posts up there every day. It's a nice little site.
Well, what's funny about me plugging your website?
Nothing's funny about it. It's good. Thank you.
Burmes is always so smiley.
Yeah, I'm a smiley guy. On top of that, you're going to see some trailers for Fabled Enemies coming out this week. After this, you know, me and you are going back to work on that.
And then I'm going to be on Geraldo. And folks, don't say you're a traitor. Why are you on Geraldo or why are you on CNN? They have me on there. I don't turn it down. They have me on.
Why would you? It's a chance for you to expand your audience. That's what this is all about, getting the word out. And if we have to break through the mainstream.
Well, new DC Madam stuff came out with her lawyer now saying, she said, if I die, they killed me. Well, she told me that too, and on air.
And not only that, but I guess that there's some documents buried somewhere or something.
Yeah, well, I'm supposedly on Geraldo tonight. They keep calling me over and over again, and I called them during the break, and yes, I'm on there tonight. And so what? Okay, here
we go.
No,
it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, honestly.
I'd rather go on there and talk about Russia being attacked. But Bob Chapman's our guest. I want to run through a bunch of calls here at the end. Just have a quick question or comment, and Bob can comment on that. Frank in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, Bob, great to talk to you. This is basically genocide, what Georgia has done, and I agree with Bob.
Georgia didn't attack anybody with peaches. All right, I need to quit joking. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with what Bob is saying. This is a prelude. I think this is a prelude as far as going into Iran, but also I think another black op so-called terrorist attack in the United States of America, which basically starts launching the nuclear holocaust and population control. And I wonder what Bob thinks about that. I think this is where we start the beginning process of annihilation.
Well, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's really running things, openly says he wants to start World War III by attacking Russia in the Caucasus, and he wrote that in 97 in the Grand Chessboard, Bob, and it's happening.
Absolutely, and we reported on it, and we follow him extremely closely and have ever since 69. When they started to get together, he was one of the guiding lights of the Trilateral Commission.
Presidents don't run anything. It's these key gophers for the big money elites, like Zbigniew Brzezinski, like Henry Kissinger, like George Shultz. That's who we watch, ladies and Lord Rothschild, David Rockefeller. We watch them very carefully while everybody else sucks their thumbs and watch the Olympics. Frank in California. We just went to Frank in California. Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. Mike, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex and Bob and Jason? The gentleman that just called us a second was more or less what I was thinking about. Like, more or less with war and everything, it's like you talked about killing 85% of the population. And sometimes what I'm thinking is more or less that Russia and the United States and all the elites, you know, I feel that they more or less, they all work together in one way. So if you start a war, you're killing the population anyway. But if it does turn out to be a big disaster and you have all these big people that are full-time billionaires that are leaving the United States and, you know, you're looking for a disaster to come this way.
Absolutely. Look, the criminals that run our country, Bill Clinton and NATO, attacked Serbia through their Muslim surrogates in Albania, a state up against Kosovo, south of it. It's the same deal here. Once the Russians or the Serbs or anybody else defends themselves, it's, oh my God, oh, it's so horrible. Look at those, you know, evil Russians or those evil Serbs. Or in the case of Iran, the U.S. funded Saddam and gave him the satellite intel and the advisors to attack Iran. And every American I talk to thinks Iran attacked Iraq, Bob.
Yeah. Now, that's understandable.
It scares me how dumbed down the population has gotten. Let's go to Randy in Chicago. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, guys?
Good.
I wanted to add to Jason's comment at the beginning of the show. If they're using gangs as the revelation of the method, the two other gangs you better pay attention to, Shattered Union and Oil Wars.
Yeah, shattered unions where they the UN sets off a nuke in D.C. to make the U.S. fall to then bring in I-4 international forces.
Yep.
Hey, go to YouTube and pull up Shattered Union. Let's go out of the show with Shattered Union. Go to YouTube, Shattered Union, get it ready. It's a two-minute clip. Go ahead.
And McKay is going to be the next president for Shattered Union. He would be the perfect unpopular one to take out.
God only knows. I know this. We're all got front row seats to Armageddon. So let's sit back and, you know, enjoy it. Remember, the government loves you. Everything's fine. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Florida, except my line, the phone system's down today, folks, so it's all over the map. Mike is on line 7. Okay, not line 6. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Alex. Why do they keep calling it World War IV? Is that to sanitize it?
Bob, explain it to him.
I mean, I know they're doing it because of the Cold War.
Yeah, they call World War. You know. They call the Cold War World War III, so the neocons call it World War IV. Bob?
It all depends on what you count. The Iraq Afghanistan affair is that World War III or isn't it?
The neocons call it World War IV. Zbigniew calls it number 3.
I personally think he's gonna try to stay on as president and postpone the election. And use all this. Why would he have put Directive 51 in play last year?
Well, they can see pass that on to another president. Presidents are just puppets. They may pass one on to Barack Obama or anybody else. For those that don't know, that makes the president supreme dictator. Go read it for yourself. PDD 51. Congress is asked to see it. They're told, shut your mouth. You're not allowed to see the full document. Appreciate that call. Did you guys find Shattered Union? Good. Okay, we're going to play that going out. The two-minute mark, just roll with it. Let's go ahead now and jam in another call here. Let's talk to Scott in Georgia. That's in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the air.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I was a friend of...
How are you taking the Russian attack right now? I'm joking because the average American thinks the Russians attacked Georgia, but go ahead.
No, I know that's probably true. I feel that they're gauging Russia. In Catholic prophecy, we know that Russia is going to attack Europe, and that there won't be anything that the United States can do about it.
Well, Hal Lindsey and all those guys, and that's Protestant stuff, said that they're going to get in a fight in the Middle East. And I have to say it, at least in the future, shaping up like that. Appreciate your call. Final comments on that, Bob Chapman?
Not really any. Again, we don't know which way this whole thing's going to go. All we know is that the bad stuff's in place. And let's see what happens. I think the Russians are going to take over, and I think the U.S. is going to back off.
All right. I hope that's the case. We're going to have an escalation here that could potentially move into a worldwide conflict. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, September 1st, Fabled Enemies is coming out, produced by me, directed and written by Burnmish. Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes did a great job editing. I want to thank our whole team on that. During the weekday show, I'll be covering us all at InfoWars.com and back here next Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Yeah, here's another one of the video games where they throw in your face what are actually in federal plans and different think tank operations that we've seen. Here it is. We'll go out of the show with the video game ad for Shattered Union.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land.
We're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. We'll see you at InfoWars.com. End of transmission.
Build this shattered union.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the
pulling out of the breakaway province of South Ossetia.